Fort McKavett State Historical Site near Menard is 150 miles west of Austin and 150 years into the past. This partially restored 19th century army post has the look and feel of the frontier. General William T. Sherman called it the prettiest post in Texas. It included 40 buildings and 600 troops at its peak in the mid-1870s. Today, 16 restored structures and half a dozen stabilized ruins overlook rolling hillsides. Each one-story, whitewashed limestone structure has a pitched wood-shingled roof and a gallery across the front. Some have period furnishings inside. Barracks with a rock fireplace and slat wood bunks embody the austere life of the enlisted man. Officers' quarters reflect finer surroundings afforded by rank. The post hospital is built of natural stone with air-venting cupolas on top. It's now a visitor center with exhibits recounting the fort's history. McKavett was one of 44 army posts built to protect the Texas frontier from Indian attack. Plains Indians rarely attacked military posts, so the fort was laid out as a complex of buildings facing a large square parade ground. Originally called Camp San Saba, it was established in 1852 and abandoned 7 years later when U.S. troops left to fight the Civil War. It reopened after the war, renamed for the Mexican war hero Captain Henry McKavett. The fort closed in 1883 after the Indian threat waned. The property reverted to the local owner, who sold most buildings as residences. Many remained occupied until the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department bought and restored them beginning in the 1960s. Fort McKavett comes alive each spring during the Living History event when reenactors portray early military life. But every day, visitors can use their imaginations to recreate frontier life.